Good morning. You are listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio. This is Erin Slomsky-Pritz. I am filling in for Tina Bachmeyer for the last half hour. And today I'm here in the studio with Kelly Lakin, diabetes educator at Search. Hi, Kelly. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Erin. Thank you for having me.
And we are here to talk a little bit about the diabetes support group that is going to be taking place the second Wednesday of every month in Search's Healthy Lifestyle Building. Kelly, could you tell us a little bit more about why you're here and a little bit more about what this group is?
Of course. So this is a new diabetes support group that I'm starting. The first group will be held next Wednesday, May 9th at 5:30 in the building across from Mount Edgecombe Hospital, the Healthy Lifestyle Building, 223 Tongass Drive. And this is for everyone or anyone that is affected by diabetes, whether it's by a family member or yourself that has the diagnosis. From there, it will be from the second Wednesday of every month.
Why did you start this group?
So diabetes is so prevalent in Sitka. I'm sure everyone listening can name at least one person that they know with the disease. There are a lot of risk factors that can lead to diabetes. Race, family history, being overweight or obese, living an unhealthy lifestyle, and also older age. Just on my registry at Search, this includes Search patients and some Sitka Community Hospital patients, I have over 300 people that are diagnosed. And statistics show that there's about 9 million people in the United States that have diabetes, and a third of those people are not diagnosed.
Wow, it sounds like diabetes is truly a widespread problem.
It really is, and there's so many complications that go along with diabetes. You have neuropathy, which is nerve pain in your feet. You have problems with your eyesight. There's problems with your kidneys that leading to kidney disease. There are being weak and fatigued, going to the bathroom a lot. There's so many different complications that go along with diabetes, and you don't have to live with it. Diabetes can be completely controlled. And by having your diabetes self-management team, whether it's the doctor, the diabetes educator, the nurses, and your family members as support, it can really help you control your diabetes.
And why do you, you mentioned that this, that diabetes affects a number of people in Sitka, but I would love to hear a little bit more about that. Why do you think that Sitka would benefit from a support group?
So back in February, Helena Van Veen and I held a diabetes self-management class in the Sea House at St. Peter's Church. And it was a group for 6 weeks. We taught this curriculum, and it was so successful. The participants enjoyed getting together to talk about their struggles with diabetes and to hear about how others are being successful in between the curriculum, whether it was checking their blood sugars, eating habits, exercise routines, or how to take their medications regularly, because there's a lot of different medications that you can take with diabetes. Helena and I saw each person increase their confidence in managing their diabetes by troubleshooting each problem individually. It was amazing to how each person learned from each other as well as from information we also provided in the class. Once our class was over, the participants were the ones who asked for this diabetes support group, and because they wanted an ongoing support system that they can rely on and seek other information. Also to help them keep them on track. So since that was only a 6-week program, I decided to start a year-long, once-a-month program. So in my support group, I plan on doing half of the meeting consisting of some type of informational session, and then the other half talking about just having the group talk about their problems, and then, have anyone ask questions and tell the group what has helped them the most.
Yeah, it sounds like an important part of group treatment, perhaps in addition to individual treatment, is having that community and being around other people who are going through similar things, and then having a guided lessons or guided information exactly. being presented to them.
Exactly. And diabetes is completely different for each person. I believe that this support group will help people who feel discouraged or have ignored their diabetes, which is very, very common, to help them jump back on the wagon, to help them control their blood sugars and prevent complications, or at least delay those complications from happening. We know it can be really hard, but we don't want diabetes to rule your life. By learning different ways to control it, and through support, you can be in charge. So,
yeah. And is this group open? Who can join this group? Is it just search patients or anyone in the community?
This is open to anyone in the community, whether you are a search patient, sick community patient, or just a traveler that's passing by. It can be, you can have the diagnosis, you can be pre-diabetic, or just be affected by your family member that has diabetes, because it's really important for those family members to understand what you're going through. And you can bring your spouse or your significant other as well, too.
And are there any age restrictions or any? Nope.
No age restrictions at all.
And how does a person sign up for this group?
Just show up. If you have questions, you can contact me at 966-8369 at search. But if you'd like to just show up on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, starting May 9th at 5:30 across from Mount Edgecombe Hospital in building 223 Tongass Drive. They just show up and we'll have a blast.
And there's also a health fair coming up, and Search is sponsoring that. Would you mind talking a little bit about that?
Of course. So that's another way you can contact me. So I'll be at the health fair this weekend, May 5th from 8 to 12 p.m. And you can ask me questions about diabetes, about the support group, or any concerns that you might have. And that'll be this weekend. You'll also see other healthcare professionals there. I think we have about 17 booths at Centennial Hall. So the support group, again, it'll be held on May 9th, the second Wednesday of every month at 5:30 in building 223 Tongass Drive on the Search campus.
And just a final question, Kelly, I'm wondering how you became a diabetes educator and how you got into this work.
Well, I actually moved from South Texas, and there's a lot of diabetes down there as well. And I was a clinical dietitian down there, and I'm a dietitian at heart and by license. And I love how food is medicine, and especially for diabetes, how food is medicine. It just by controlling your diet, you can really control your diabetes and prevent diabetes altogether. And I saw that there's a huge lack of education about that. So I thrive off of teaching people about food and their condition as well. It really helps them understand what their body's doing, and knowledge is power when it comes to diabetes.
Kelly, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Erin, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I just spoke with Kelly Lakin, diabetes educator at Search, who is beginning a diabetes support group that will be held the second Wednesday of every month at Search's Healthy Lifestyle Building, beginning May 9th. And it's at 5:30 p.m. Sorry, I see Kelly. What was that, Kelly?
I just wanted to reiterate that it is a free event. You do not have to sign up or pay for anything. It is a free event.
It is free. Thank you again for being here.